for more punch till lunch. It's Kellogg's Corn Flakes, the original, the flakes more people eat for more punch till lunch. Kellogg's Corn Flakes. And for more thrilling adventures in the great outdoors, it's Mark Trail.
Battling the raging elements. Fighting the savage wilderness. Striking at the enemies of man and nature. One man's name resounds from snow-capped mountains down across the sun-baked plains. Mark Trail!
And now Kellogg's Corn Flakes invite you to share another thrilling adventure with Mark Trail.
Crouched in the underbrush, two men watch a winding road near the northern boundary of Lost Forest. Suddenly they stiffen as the sound of a car is heard approaching rapidly. With narrowed eyes, they watch as the car breaks to a quick stop in front of a fallen log. And then...
Okay, Blackie. There they are. Meat on the table. Let's get them.
Right.
Blackie, why'd you have to shoot him?
What'd you want me to do, stand there and get slugged with that shovel? Besides, they've seen us.
We had masks on. Now every copper in the state will be looking for us. What a jerk you are.
I don't like that kind of talk.
Yeah, I'll have my head examined, tying up with a dumb, trigger-happy gorilla like you.
That's enough, Val.
If you get out of these woods, you can take your cut of the dough and blow. I'll never do another job with you, you stupid, half-wit bird brain.
I'm warning you, Al. I don't like getting called names.
You don't like it. Who cares what you like, you dopey moron? Get me on the limb for a murder rap. I had the whole job lined out perfectly, but you had to louse it up.
You said enough.
I haven't said half enough. I ought to...
Shut up!
Blackie, I...
Now you want to call me some more names?
Pull a gun on me, eh?
Don't move. Go on now, call me some more names.
Now listen, Blackie.
Come on. Tell me how dumb I am. Call me a moron.
Forget it, will you? I didn't mean anything. Come on, now put that gun away and let's get going. We gotta get out of these woods.
You ain't getting out of these woods, Al.
Huh? Now, what do you mean?
You're staying here. Maybe forever. I'm the one who's getting out with the whole payroll for myself.
Oh, now, wait a minute, Blackie. Take it easy.
You ain't never gonna call me no names anymore.
Hey, Blackie, no. Put your gun down. Listen, Blackie, please.
Scotty, didn't that sound like a pistol shot?
Yeah, sure did, Mark.
Came from the other side of the hollow.
Let's go.
But who'll be shooting off a gun here in Lost Forest?
That's what we're going to find out. Everybody knows hunting isn't a lot. Oh, wait, Scotty. You better stay here.
Why?
I just remember that telegram from Sergeant Dalton about those two gunmen. Maybe they are in Lost Forest.
Well, so what? I can take care of myself.
No, you stay right here.
Wait, Mark. Listen, someone's coming.
Someone on horseback. Look, Scotty. A heavy-set, black-haired man.
One of the payroll bandits.
Right. Don't let him see you.
Too late, Mark. He saw us. He's shooting at us.
Down, Scotty. Down for your life.
Shouting a warning, Mark hurls Scotty to the ground, then flings himself down on top of the boy as the killer gallops toward them, gun blazing. We'll continue in a moment, so stand by. Say, it looks like Mark Trail will have to cover a lot of ground in the next few minutes. And how about you? Have you got the energy to cover ground fast? Suppose you're in a handball game. Is that you dashing in close to save a killing shot? Flashing back to send the ball screaming into the boards? Can you keep it up game after game, burning the ball right past your opponent to win? Is that you?
It can be you. Yes, you, if you're packing away a better breakfast featuring Kellogg's Corn Flakes. For Kellogg's Corn Flakes help give you more punch till lunch.
Right, more punch, more sock, more food energy. They're all yours in a better breakfast built around Kellogg's Corn Flakes. And that food energy is there when you need it. Let you really bear down when the pressure's on. That's why Kellogg's Corn Flakes and a better breakfast means a better man in the game.
So load up that cereal bowl with the sweet, live flavor of Kellogg's Corn Flakes. That sweet, live flavor only Kellogg's give you. Taste the big difference in Corn Flakes. You'll see why Kellogg's Corn Flakes are the world's most popular ready-to-eat cereal.
And remember, a better Kellogg's Corn Flakes breakfast gives you more punch till lunch. The bigger, fresher, faster-selling Corn Flakes, Kellogg's Corn Flakes.
Kellogg's Corn Flakes. And listen, there's a gleaming link chain identification bracelet that has your name on it. Hear how to get it in just a few minutes.
Alerted to the possible presence of two payroll bandits in Lost Forest, Mark and Scotty were hiking through the woodland preserve when they suddenly heard the sound of a shot. Then a horse and rider plunged out of a nearby grove of trees. Gun smoking in his hand, the rider blazed away at Mark and Scotty as he poured down on them.
Down, Scotty, down quick behind the tree. Keep your head down. Hug the ground. Okay, he's gone now. Are you all right, Scotty?
Yeah, I'm okay. But I sure thought we were goners, Mark. That guy tried to kill us.
Lucky for us, he wasn't a very good shot. Come on now, on the double.
Hey, where are you going, Mark? This isn't the way back to the lodge.
I know.
But we've got to go back and phone Sergeant Dalton. That guy was one of the payroll bandits.
We heard a shot before he saw us, remember?
Yeah, from over near the hollow there, but...
Okay, we'll check there first. Then we'll go back to the lodge, and you phone Dalton. I'll take a horse and go after that killer. Take it easy now. The shot came from around here.
I don't see anything.
No, I don't either. Wait a minute. There. And there.
Blood.
Uh-huh. Leads toward the... Watch it, Scotty. There's a man lying behind that tree and he's got a gun.
Something cactus.
Stay where you are. Both of you. Who are you?
The name's Mark Trail. This is Scotty. We live near here. Who are you?
Hey, give me a hand, will you? I had an accident.
Come on, Scotty.
Did that payroll bandit shoot you, mister?
Huh? Oh, yeah. Hey, how'd you know?
He almost shot us.
Oh, he did,
eh? Yeah. Let's have a look at you, mister.
Oh,
you're pretty lucky. It's a flesh wound. Not serious.
Yeah.
I've got a first aid kit with me. I'll put on a temporary bandage. Then we'll take you back to our lodge and call the doctor.
Never mind the doctor. Just get me a horse. You gotta catch up with that Blackie Thorn rat before he gets clean away.
You know him?
I'll say I do. Now, you see, it's this way. I've been after him a long time. I'm a detective.
A detective?
Yeah. The name's Wilson, Al Wilson.
What outfit are you with, Mr. Wilson?
Oh, I'm an investigator for the railroad.
Oh?
Yeah. Blackie pulled a big job in one of our yards last year. I was assigned to the case, and I trailed him all the way out here. I was only a couple of jumps behind him when he pulled that payroll stick up. I followed him into the woods here, but he must have heard me. He hid behind a tree, and when I came along, shot me.
Golly.
Do you know what happened to his partner?
Who?
He had a partner in the holdup.
Oh, yeah, that's right. No, I didn't see him. Guess he and Blackie split the payroll and separated after the job.
But there are the tracks of two horses here.
Well, sure, yeah. Blackie's and mine. Don't know what happened to my horse.
Well, from the signs, I'd say he bolted, wouldn't you, Mark?
Yes, or he was driven off. All right. You're a bandit.
Hey, you two are pretty good at reading signs. Hey, tell me, you think you could follow Blackie's tracks?
Well, Mark could. He's even better than an Indian.
Yeah. Well, look. If you fellas could get some horses and help me, there's a big reward out for Blackie.
I don't want any reward. But I hope you track that killer, Mr. Wilson. He's much too dangerous to be at large. We'll go back to our lodge and get horses and supplies right now.
You sure Blackie went this way, Trail?
Positive, Wilson.
I can't see any horseshoe tracks.
No, the grass is too tough and springy. But notice how the twigs on the ground are broken. Only a heavy-shod animal could crush them that way. And see how the leaves along here are bent and torn. Blackie's horse brushed them in passing and tore them off.
Hey, you're a pretty good trail. I'd never notice any of those things.
Mark, can I track a pack of hound dogs, Mr. Wilson?
Well, I'm sure lucky I ran into you fellas. You think we'll find him before he gets out of the woods trail?
We're sure to, because he can't get out.
Huh? What do you mean?
Obviously, Blackie doesn't know Lost Forest. He's heading straight for the big swamp. He can't get through that.
Well, I figure he'll cut north when he finds that out, Mark, and run smack up against Horseshoe Falls.
Right, Scotty, and that's when we'll have him.
So there's no way he can get away from us, huh?
Not unless he or his horse has wings, Wilson.
Well, what do you know? Yes, sir. I'm sure lucky I met up with you fellas. How far ahead would you say he is?
Oh, I don't know, but keep your voices down from here in. Stay right behind me. Apparently, our man likes to shoot first and ask questions afterwards. All right, hold up, both of you.
Hey, what are you stopping for, Trail?
Look there. Yeah. That break in the trees.
Hey, it's Blackie.
Yeah, sure is. He's riding this way.
Must have seen he couldn't get through the swamp. Then he got blocked by Horseshoe Falls. Now he's coming back here to try to find another way out.
Well, I'll show him a way out.
Quick, get off your horses. Here, you hold him, Scotty.
Okay, Mark.
Now, if only the wind holds.
The wind?
Yes, it's blowing from the north towards us. Blackie's horse won't get the scent of ours and sound off to warn him.
Well, that won't save him. I can almost pick him up from here.
Hey, put that gun away, Wilson.
You kidding? Blackie's a killer. If he sees us...
I'll get him for you with my rope when he rides by. We don't use guns in Lost Forest unless it's absolutely necessary. We want Blackie to face a judge and jury.
Oh, yeah, sure, Trail. I was just going to get the drop on him.
Here he comes, Mark.
I see him, Scotty. Now, listen. I'll toss my rope over his shoulders and pin his arm. Then I'll jerk him off his horse, and Wilson, you grab him.
Just leave it to me.
Don't show yourself now. Be in range in a second.
Boy, what an ugly custom. He looks real mad, too.
Well, he'll be a lot madder when he sees me.
Oh, quiet. Here he comes.
Hey, what...
Get him, Wilson. Get his gun.
Okay. Well, Blackie, you devil-crossing rat, what do you got to say now? And here's where you get it.
Wilson, no. Put that gun down.
Mark, he shot Blackie.
Why, you cold-blooded
murderer. Stay right where you are, Trail, and you too, kid, or you'll both get what Blackie did.
What's the idea?
I'm starting to get the idea, Scotty. Mr. Wilson isn't a railroad detective. He's Blackie's partner.
What?
Keep your hands up. Yeah, here it is.
What's that bag he's taking from Blackie?
Must be the lumber company payroll, Scotty.
Collie, what'll we do?
Watch for a chance. Hope he doesn't shoot first.
Now, you, kid. Take Trail's rope and tie him to that tree with it.
Now, wait a minute.
Do what I said, kid.
Go ahead, Scotty. Don't take any chances.
Okay, Mark.
And do a good job. Wrap that rope all around him. All the way down to his feet. And remember, I'm watching you.
What are you going to do, Wilson?
You'll see. All right, come on, kid. Tighter. Now, knot it. Double hitch those knots. And pull them tighter.
Okay, okay. But if you didn't have that gun...
I have got it, sonny boy. And don't forget it.
Okay, that ought to do. Now, get on your horse.
All right, Blackie. All right, bring the other horses, kid.
Bring them where?
With us. You're going to guide me out of this forest.
I am. Like fun,
If you don't, Trail gets plugged right now. What?
No, no, don't you. I'll guide you.
I thought you would. I'll get this, Trail. Just in case you get loose, don't come after us. I'll be watching. And if I see you, that'll be the end of the kid. Get it?
I get it.
Okay. All right, let's go, kid.
Andy, boy. Oh, am I glad to see you. Now listen, Andy. Go back to the lodge and get Sherry. Do you understand? Go back and get Sherry. Andy, listen to me. Get Sherry.
Hey, who's there?
What?
Well, no wonder the dog was so excited. What happened to you, mister?
Ran into some trouble. Will you help me out?
Sure thing.
Say, what are you doing with Andy?
Out looking for you. Strikes me, you must be Mark Trail.
That's right.
I'm Ross, investigator for the Loggers Association, working on the payroll job. Ah, there you are, Trail.
Oh, gosh, thanks.
Now, what happened?
Hey, who's the corpse?
Blackie Thorne, one of the boys you're after.
What?
The other bandit, Al Wilson, shot Blackie. Then took the payroll and the horses. He made Scotty go along with him to guide him out of Lost Forest.
Uh-oh. How long ago was this?
About an hour ago. We've got to hurry.
Which way'd they go?
Oh, I couldn't see after they crossed the ridge. Scotty will make them take the longest way, though. I'm sure of that.
Hey, tell me you're a crack at Jack Woodsman trail. You ought to be able to pick up their track. Come on.
No, no, wait. Al said if I came after Scotty, he'd finish him.
Oh, using him as a hostage.
I don't know what to do, Ross. I've got to go after Scotty. I'm sure that murderer wouldn't turn him loose unharmed when he gets out of the forest. But if he sees me...
Wait, I got an idea. Take off your shirt.
My shirt? Why?
I got a little outfit here that can maybe take care of that.
What is it?
Makeup kit.
A makeup kit?
Sure, I use it all the time. Yeah, some skin coloring and a few other things that ought to turn us into a couple of pretty good Indians.
Indians? Hey, that's an idea.
Oh, we'll go after Al with a couple of Indians looking for deer. If he spots us, he won't recognize
it. It's risky, but it's our only chance. Andy, you go home. Go on, boy. Go on, that's the boy. Okay, Ross. Now, let's get this stuff on.
Listen, kid. You sure this creek's the quickest way out of Lost Forest?
Sure it is, Al.
Wouldn't be smart to try to fool me. You saw what happened to Blackie.
I'm not fooling you. Besides, you said you didn't want to leave any tracks, and we don't leave any in the creek.
Yeah. All right, when you get opposite that high hill up ahead, swing out of the creek and stop for a minute.
What for?
I want to make sure the trail isn't following us.
But Mark is tied
just
up.
Just do what I say, kid. And remember, no tricks. This gun's right in your back every minute.
Whoa, boy. Whoa, whoa. Hold up.
What are you stopping for, Mark? There are tracks in here at Beaver Creek. Aren't any on the other side. They must be following the creek.
Yes, but which way, Ross? Up or down?
Well, you said Scotty was smart and would take the longest way.
Both ways are about the same. Up creek, around Big Swamp, is shorter, but it's harder going. We'll take about the same time as the longer way down creek through the woods.
Oh? Then what do we do?
Oh, I'm sure Scotty left me some sign.
Maybe he couldn't with Al holding a gun in his back.
Oh, Scotty would find a way all right. The sharp little woodsman. Now, wait a minute. Hold the horse.
See something?
I think I do. Oh, yeah. The tip of this bulrush is bent down, see it? Oh, here's another one. Scotty bent them as he went by. It's a sign for me.
Trail, you got eyes like a hawk.
Yeah, they went down creek. Bring Strawberry in here, Ross. We're going after them.
All right. Hold up, kid.
Hold, Gypsy, hold. Well, what now?
Pretty smart, aren't you? Been playing me for a real sucker.
Well, what do you mean?
You know what I mean, you little punk. It's almost dark. We've been riding through this creek for hours.
Well, this is a big forest.
Not that big. You're not taking me out the shortest way. You're taking me the longest way. Well, maybe you're not taking me out at all.
You're wrong. You see... Hey, put down that gun.
I ought to let you have it right now.
No, wait, listen.
You've been stalling me, haven't you?
No,
you're lying. Give it to me straight now or I'll shoot. Talk, kid.
Well, maybe I didn't take you the shortest way.
You bet you didn't. All right, what's the shortest way out from here? And don't say we keep going down this creek.
Well, I...
It better be on the level, kid. Or so help me, you're finished.
There's a trail.
Where?
Back of that wooded ridge. It comes out of...
Show me.
You can see it from the top of the...
Come on, right up and show me.
Okay. Come on, Jesse. Come on.
And if you're lying again, that's all, brother.
I'm not lying.
You better not be. That's all I gotta say.
Oh, now. Oh, see. Here. You can see the trail from here.
Show me.
Right down there. There, see it? And you can see where it comes out through those fields to the road.
Yeah. Well, looks like you told the truth this time.
Can I go now?
Are you kidding?
Well, you said when I got you out of Lost Forest, you'd let me go.
Let you go, huh? You can put the cops on my trail.
I won't, honey.
You'll bet you won't. I'm going to make sure of that right now.
No, don't.
Hey, wait a minute. What's that? Pull your horse back, kid. And keep quiet. There's a horse coming up the creek. Yeah, looks like two Indians riding him.
Hey, it's Strawberry and something.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
That's our horse from our stables. Those Indians must have stolen it.
Okay.
We'll just wait till they round that bend and get out of sight. And then...
Then what?
Then that'll be all, kid. For you.
Helpless on the wooded ridge with the bandit killer, Scotty sees Mark and Detective Ross ride through the creek a stone's throw below, but is unable to summon them. Will Mark be able to find him in time? We'll continue in a moment, so stand by.
Say, you've got one.
Sure have. Wouldn't trade it for anything. And fellas and girls, now you can get a handsome identification bracelet with your own name on it. It has a strong link chain, a curved nameplate to fit your wrist, and a sturdy safety clasp so you won't lose it.
Yes, and this gleaming identification bracelet is extra good-looking with a special nickel finish. Tarnish-resistant, too. Say, when your crowd sees your identification bracelet with your own name engraved on it, you'll be the envy of the neighborhood. So get yours right away.
And say, if you're in a club, all the members can get together and have nameplates with the club name on it. And this identification bracelet makes a swell gift, too. Any of your friends would be proud to receive a bracelet like this with his or her name.
It's the smartest, handsomest identification bracelet you've ever seen. And Kellogg's makes it possible for you to get this bracelet for the amazing price of only 25 cents. That's right, 25 cents and two box tops from Kellogg's Corn Flakes, the breakfast cereal that gives you more punch to lunch. Here's all you do.
Send 25 cents and two Kellogg's Corn Flakes box tops, plus the name you want engraved on the bracelet. You can have up to 14 letters engraved on the nameplate. Include your name and address, print clearly, send it to Kellogg's, Box 324, Battle Creek, Michigan.
Got that? For each bracelet, send 25 cents and two box tops from Kellogg's Corn Flakes, plus the names you want engraved. Print your own name and address and send to Kellogg's, Box 324, Battle Creek, Michigan. Write today for an identification bracelet inscribed with your own name.
It is almost dark as Mark and Detective Ross, disguised as Indians, guide their horse down Beaver Creek. As they round the bend, they are unaware that hardly a stone's throw above them, screened by the trees on a wooded ridge, Scotty is guarded by Al, the payroll bandit.
Still no sign of Scotty and that killer, Mark.
I don't like it, Ross. That shortcut we took across Bear Hump, we should have caught up with him by now. I'm beginning to think they left the creek.
If they did, we're in trouble.
You said it. It's getting too dark for me to see any signs Scotty might have left for me. If we don't get to them in the next few minutes, I'm afraid... Wait, whoa, Strawberry.
That sounded like a horse, Mark.
It was a horse. Up there on the ridge somewhere. It's funny, though. The wind is blowing through between us. It couldn't have caught Strawberry's scent. Wait a minute. Maybe... Get up, Strawberry.
Where are we going?
Out of the creek. Whoa, Strawberry. Ross, I'm getting off.
What are you going to do?
I'm going up on that ridge. As fast and as quiet as I can.
Why, you think?
I don't dare to think. I'm just hoping. You stay here, Ross, and keep your fingers crossed.
Those Indians are far enough away not to hear anything now, kid.
Oh, it didn't work.
Yeah, what didn't work? Trying to keep me riding that creek like a sucker all night?
No, something else.
Well, you made a good try, kid. I'll say that for you. But this is it. Been nice knowing.
No, you don't, Al. I'll take that one. Come on. Look out below, Al. You're going down.
The old haymaker. Oh, Mark, was I ever glad to see you.
Well, just between you and me, Scotty, the feeling is mutual. Are you all right?
Yeah, sure.
Say, how do you like my Indian getup?
Well, not bad, but I spotted you right away when I saw you ride by on Strawberry. I know there aren't any Indians in Lost Forest,
Mark,
so I looked at...
Mark, you all right?
Look for yourself, Ross.
Well, sleeping beauty himself. Nice work.
Scotty, meet Chief Rain in the Face, otherwise known as Detective Phil Ross.
Hi, Chief.
Glad to see you're okay, Scotty. Tell me, was that your horse we heard winning?
Oh, it sure was.
But, Mark, you said the wind was blowing through between us, so Scotty's horse or Al couldn't get Strawberry scent. So how...
You tell him, Scotty.
Well, you see, Mr. Ross, my horse Gypsy hates to have his ears pulled. Ordinarily, I'd never pull him. But in a pinch like I was in, I just had to. All right, I said I was sorry, Gypsy.
Well, I'll be doggone. Scotty, you're quite a boy. And, Mark, well, all I can say is I take off my hat to you. You woodsmen sure know your onions.
you, Mark.
Oh, thanks, Scotty.
Well, you want me to pack your long underwear?
What?
Well, I know what a telegram means. It's practically a ticket for someplace.
Well, you're right, Scotty, but you can leave out the long underwear and make it a pair of swimming trunks.
Where are you going?
The Conservation Bureau wants me to go to Hawaii to establish a sanctuary for tropical birds.
Hawaii? Uh-huh. Boy, that sounds more like a vacation than work.
It certainly does, and I'm going to enjoy it.
But on Monday, when Mark arrives in Hawaii, he finds little time for a vacation as he fights Native Island superstition in the strange mystery of the Sticks of Fear. Tune in, same time, same station on Monday, and find out what happens to Mark Vail. Battling the raging elements, fighting the savage wilderness, striking at the enemies of man and nature, one man's name resounds from snow-capped mountains down across the sun-baked plains. Mark Vail!
Andy's sure a swell pal to Mark Trail, isn't he? Just the way you want your dog to be, healthy and happy all the time. Well, then, why don't you feed your dog Kellogg's Grow Pup? Grow Pup is the only dry dog food to be okayed as a complete food by the American Veterinary Medical and Animal Hospital Association. Fact is, when you serve your dog Grow Pup, you nourish him with every food element dogs are known to need. Your money buys solid nourishment, not two-thirds moisture like leading canned dog foods. So feed your dog Grow Pup Ribbon or Grow Pup Meals regularly.
Remember to tune in then on Monday when Mark Trail will again be brought to you by Kellogg's Corn Flakes, the cereal that helps give you more punch till lunch.
This program is entirely fictitious. The resemblance of any name, personality, or incident to an actual person or event is merely coincidental. This program came from New York. Mark Trail by Ed Dodd also appears in the comics of many of America's leading newspapers. Look for it daily and in weekend editions. Matt Crowley portrays Mark Trail and Ben Cooper as Scotty. Today's Mark Trail was written by Ben Peter Freeman, directed by Drex Hines. Jackson Beck speaking. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.